What is going on, you guys? I'm your host, Stacy Cole Morgan, and you are listening to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast here on Spotify, Google Podcasts, GoodPod HQ, or wherever you find your preferred podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about the Call of Duty League Major 3 Week 2 Online Qualifiers with my top 3 matches to look forward to. So many more stats to cover in the Call of Duty League since everything is updated now with Week 1 out of the way. And also, guys, we are talking about who I would pick if I was the Falcons general manager slash head coach at the number 8th overall position for next week's NFL draft. So without any further delay, let's go get straight into today's action.
The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Welcome to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Stacy Cole Morgan. Here on the Morgan Man Sports Podcast, we talk Atlanta Falcons news, pregame predictions, and all other news surrounding the Atlanta Falcons.
Touchdown, Atlanta!
Also on the podcast, we talk Call of Duty League esports covering roster mania, major predictions, COD champs, player trades, and much more to get you ready for every single CDL weekend.
Scuff goes through, and Scuff stands, wins the 101 in Optic with the reverse sweep.
If that sounds good with you, put on your Falcons jersey, grab your gaming headset, and let's get the show started. All right, guys, so before we do get into all that goodness right there, make sure you are using my links down below to get you some free stocks on Robinhood and a $25 voucher towards your first investment on Fundrise. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I am taking advantage of the codes in my investing apps right here. This is not financial advice. I do want to disclose that right here, but do get started today on your financial journey of becoming wealthy. You will thank your future self later by getting some free stocks on Robinhood and getting that $25 voucher on Fundrise. And also, guys, make sure you are getting some Morgan Man merch on the Bonfire website through my affiliate program right there with them. I've already sold a coffee cup. Definitely amazed by that right there. So let's get some sales going on. And if you do happen to purchase anything Morgan Man related through my website right here, send me a picture on Twitter or Instagram, wherever you want to send it at. Let me know you bought it, and I will definitely retweet it. And, of course, much love for you guys for supporting this podcast. So now since we've got the housekeeping out of the way, let's go ahead and talk about the Call of Duty League Major 3 Week 2 Online Qualifier. So we are going to kick things off with my top 3 matches right here. Coming at number 1 is Seattle Surge taking on Optic Texas. Okay, so Surge is definitely coming off a good victory over the Ravens this past weekend in a 3-2. Definitely like seeing that in the Surge in the W column. And Optic, they're right now 0-1 to start off Major 3. And that first loss was against Atlanta FaZe in a 3-1 fashion. So, of course, you know Optic, they're looking for some revenge and some warm-up matches going forward. And what better way to take it out on is the Seattle Surge. Me personally, I am going to say that Optic is going to win this, but it's not going to be easy. I don't think it's going to be easy at all. I think it's going to come down to a 3-2 with a round maybe 10 and Search and Destroy. That's just my personal opinion right there. Surge is just one of those teams that can surprise a lot of people. And this could be one of those instances, but I highly doubt it. I think Optic is so pissed off right now that they're fixing to decimate the rest of the entire league itself, except for, of course, Atlanta FaZe. But 6-0, baby. Let's go, EZAV. Number 2 on this list, and this is kind of the battle of the lower tier teams right now, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the Los Angeles Thieves taking on the Miami Heretics. So, guys, the Miami Heretics right now, currently as it stands, if the playoffs started today, would make the playoffs sitting at 8-11 with 80 CDL points, while the Los Angeles Thieves are sitting at 70 points. So, I mean, they're just 10 points away from getting into that playoff qualifications. But Miami Heretics do stand in their way. And I just don't think the Heretics are strong enough, or at least in my own personal opinion, to go up against the Los Angeles Thieves, because the Thieves have definitely been on a roll here lately. They won their match this past weekend against the Las Vegas Legion, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it was a 3-2, but they still won, and they're looking better than ever. So, like in my previous tweet from Monday, are the LA Thieves squad, are they coming alive at the right time? That's the question you need to ask moving forward. And finally, number three, you guessed it, the Toronto Ultra taking on the Atlanta Faze. So it was since, what, Major 2 online qualifiers? Or, yeah, I think online qualifiers, maybe early stage in the tournament, since we have faced Toronto Ultra. And since then, the Toronto Ultra has kind of fallen off a little bit. Not much. I mean, they're still winning some matches, but it's not like Atlanta Faze top tier now. So you're getting this kind of rematch right here of the Major 1 tournament. Of course, Major 2, kind of right there in those sectors. But yes, Atlanta Faze taking on the Toronto Ultra is your main event for Sunday as well. I do want to point that out. So definitely the two Titans are colliding with one another. Rank 1 and Rank 2, definitely going back and forward. While Optic is sitting at number 3 in CDL points, New York Subliner sitting at 4, Vegas at 5, Rocker at 6, Gorillas at 7. I'm shocked that they're still in playoff qualifications. And then the new addition is the Miami Heretics. Guys, you're going to see a lot of changes at number 7 and 8 now. Because Gorillas, they're winning some matches, they're losing some matches. Enough to say that number 7, but I feel like the rest of their schedule is going to lead them down a path where they're not going to start winning as much more. And then that results into them falling into the playoff qualification cutoff ranks 9 through 12. Speaking of 9 through 12, you do got the Seattle Surge sitting at 9. The Royal Ravens sitting at 10. LA Thieves sitting at 70 at rank 11. And the Boston Breach sitting at 12. Guys, I was wrong in my earlier predictions of saying that Boston Breach is going to be one of these shocking teams. I just don't see that right now, especially after just dropping, you know, the biggest veteran you got, which was Slasher, in a sim. That was just complete BS on the Boston Breach's part. But, you mean, you do bring in some other veteran experience and Beans. And then Pentagram, definitely coming from Challengers. That's going to be a challenge right there. Prisa, he's a world champion. I don't see really nothing wrong with keeping him on there. And, of course, you got Snoopy. But still, I think this Boston team is not going to be winning a lot more matches. I think they're just going to win maybe, at total, maybe 5 more series throughout the rest of the season. And that's going to be about it for me right there. But let's do go over all the matches for this weekend. But those were my top three right there presented by Belly Up Sports Media Network. Guys, make sure you are following the network. You got my podcast on there, and you got amazing talent everywhere else on the Belly Up Sports Media Network, like No Credentials, The Lou Galliman Show, you name it, they're all there. And we definitely got some great beat writers too, so definitely want to check out the articles. So moving forward right here, guys, Friday, April 19th, you got the Royal Ravens taking on the New York Subliners. Definitely, I see that in maybe kind of a 3-1 fashion. I think the Royal Ravens could take maybe that first hard point. Also on Friday, you guys, you got Optic Texas taking on the Seattle Surge, which, like I said, that was my very first pick for the top three matches of the week. And I'm taking Optic in a 3-2. And then finally, we get three matches Friday. Miami Heretics taking on the Toronto Ultra. Definitely, I see this in the 3-0 for Toronto winning this over Heretics. The Heretics is just not that team, guys. I'm sorry. They had a great Major 1 online qualifiers, but then after that, they have just completely fallen off. Just completely. And for them to have medals, lucky, vehicle, and real, this team feels about right. Kind of right there in the middle. Middle of the pack. They win some, they lose some. For Saturday, April 20th, you got the Los Angeles Thieves taking on the Miami Heretics. Guys, I already said this. This was my second pick right here. I think the LA Thieves are going to win this one right here. I believe it's going to be a 3-1 fashion for LA. I think they're coming alive at the right time. And what better way to prove that is taking advantage of a Miami Heretics team that is just totally decimated, especially after Friday's loss against the Toronto Ultra. Next up on April 20th, you got the Vegas Legion taking on Opta Texas. Now, me personally, guys, I think Vegas could win this one, but you're going to have to put attach in the right places at the right time to secure some victories, especially in Search and Destroy, because Optic has definitely been killing it on some Search and Destroys here lately. Ask Atlanta FaZe. But I think at the end of the day, I still think it's going to be Optic winning against Vegas Legion. Let's just say 3-1 for the heck of it. And then finally, your main event for Saturday is the Seattle Surge taking on the New York Subliners. Guys, I think Subliners has definitely fallen off the radar a little bit here lately. No one's talking about them much anymore. So they need to kind of come back alive a little bit. Yes, they're in the top four. I think they're sitting at number four right now in CDL point standings. But you go up against Seattle Surge, totally decimate the scene. I'm going to say a 3-0. You get people back interested, more invested in you again, because now you're at the, we're at the very like last half of the season now. Not at the big first half, we're at the second half, the last half of the season before going into COD Champs. And you definitely need to start making a name for yourself, getting the hype going for your team. Sunday, April 21st, you got the Carolina Royal Ravens taking on the Los Angeles Gorillas. Guys, I'm taking Ravens over the Gorillas. They have to start winning. There is too much talent on this Royal Ravens team in Clayster, Felon, TJ Haley, and Gwynn. Just Clayster and TJ alone should be winning these matches with ease, but they're not. So they need to turn things around. Don't become just a LAN team, which, I mean, don't get me wrong, LAN is good. But you really need to go and start winning some online qualification matches in order to start securing a victory for yourself and start building up those CDL point standings. And next up is the Boston Breach taking on the Minnesota Rocker right here. Guys, Boston Breach, bottom of the barrel right here. Rocker should win this very easily. I think this should be at least a 3-1. Priesta wins them a hard point at most. Right here. Just that it is what it is on that. I mean, Boston is just not nowhere to be seen half the time. And or they could win the control, because looking at some stats right here, Minnesota Rocker is the fifth best control map win percentage, sitting at a 50%. And then control round wins, they're also sitting at fifth at 2.23. And for control round plus or minus, they're fifth best at a 0.05. So maybe they win the controls. I don't know, but Priesta definitely is a good S&D player as well. So I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see for Boston to win that, the S&D, but I think it's going to be a 3-1. Boston wins at S&D, and it ties 1-1, and then it just goes from there. So finally, we are moving on into the main event Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is the Atlanta FaZe taking on the Toronto Ultra, which was my third pick for the top three CDL 2024 matches for the Major 3 Week 2 Online Qualifiers. So if we're looking at the stats right here, Atlanta is an overall first place in KD. Overall KD is first place, while the Toronto Ultra is set third with 1.06, and I forget to mention, but Atlanta FaZe is at 1.11 KD ratio. For your hardpoint win percentage, Toronto does have the overall advantage, actually, over FaZe at 82.4%, while FaZe is at 65%. Hardpoint KD, Toronto definitely wins that one, but just by 0.01 percentage. Hardpoint scored, Toronto is up way ahead over the Atlanta FaZe, 240.09 over Atlanta FaZe's 229.75. Then your S&D, this is where things get interesting. Atlanta FaZe sits at second, while the Toronto Ultra sits at fourth. For S&D kill slash death ratio, the Atlanta FaZe is first, while Toronto is fifth. So that does give FaZe the slight advantage. For round wins, Atlanta FaZe is first, and Toronto is not even making the top five. Sitting at number five is the Miami Heretics, for Pete's sakes. So definitely, Toronto is not an S&D team this year. And for S&D round plus or minus, Atlanta FaZe is first, and Toronto is sitting at fourth. For control, Atlanta FaZe is first at 80% mat win percentage. Toronto is behind them at 65.2%, sitting at second place. KD goes to Atlanta FaZe, sitting at first, while fourth is Toronto Ultra. Control round wins. First is Atlanta FaZe, third is Toronto Ultra. For control round plus or minus, Atlanta FaZe is first, and Toronto Ultra is third. So definitely, the S&D in control definitely goes in favor of Atlanta. The hard point goes in favor of Toronto, which now Atlanta FaZe, they have felt their diamond in the rough, pretty much, with Draza on this team. And Draza brings a lot of energy and momentum in these respawns. That's why they're number one in control, number two in hard points, and of course number one in S&D. I mean, my goodness, it's not even close. If they're not number one overall, I mean, they're at least second or third. So this overall team is great, but their two biggest standouts is Search and Destroy and Control, and it seemed to be hard points for just every single game mode and near about every single map. So it is what it is right there, guys. I'm looking forward to these matches right here. I hope you are as well. And of course, I am starting my weekly content creation calendar for every week. It is going to be the same thing every week, but I want to be more interactive with you guys here in the community through via X, aka Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I will be going live on Wednesdays, guys. Don't know if you saw it from this past Wednesday right here, but I did go live while editing like my podcast and just talking about like Call of Duty, Falcons, or just whatever kind of stuff. But yes, I will be starting to do that more often here lately. And actually, we'll go over it right now. So of course, like I said, Monday is a thread slash IG post recap and CDL or Falcons. Tuesday I'm off, Wednesday is a TikTok live stream at 7 p.m., Thursday I'm off, Friday is, of course, the new podcast at 6 a.m., Saturday I'm off, and of course, Sunday will be a X Spaces live stream for a pre-show for the CDL or the Atlanta Falcons at 12 p.m. Eastern. So it's more of my way of giving back to the community right here, be more interactive with you guys, so definitely make sure you are following me on all my socials. I'm not really big on the Facebook part right there, not seeing much interaction with that. So, I mean, I still post to it just in case if something were to happen. But of course, Twitter or X, as you want to call it, and Instagram and TikTok, those are my big three platforms I post on a lot and daily. And that's where you need to be following me. Just type in Morgan Man Sports on any of those social media platforms and I will definitely pop up in the search results. So guys, now we are moving on over to the NFL side of things for the Atlanta Falcons. So if I could get a drum roll, if I was the Atlanta Falcons general manager slash head coach this year for the 2024 NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons, according to me, would select Dallas Turner, Alabama edge rusher. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am choosing the junior coming out of college to go to the NFL, Dallas Turner. He's a great prospect. He's getting a 6.72 prospect grade, which that would mean he would be a year one starter, ladies and gentlemen. And Next Gen NFL Stats said that he receives an 84 out of 100 score grade, which is very good. So Dallas Turner, he is 6'3", 247 pounds. His arm is 34 inches, 3/8. Hand is 9 7/8. His production score gets an 80. Athleticism score gets an 86. And total score is an 84. His 40-yard dash is a 4.46. 10-yard split is 1.54. Vertical jump, 40.5. And broad jump is a 10.7. Guys, this guy is a phenomenal player. 2021, he was a freshman All-SEC. 2022, he played in all 13 games with 10 starts, 37 tackles, 8 TFL with 4 sacks. In 2023, first team Associated Press All-American, SEC Defensive Player of the Year, first team All-SEC, finalist for the Chuck Benarch Defensive Player of the Year Award and the Lott Impact Award. Integrity, maturity, performance, academics, community, intensity led the team to 14.5 TFL, tied for 8th in the FBS with 10 sacks, started all 14 games, 53 tackles, PBU 2FF, missed spring practice recovering from a surgery, and was named team captain. For his NFL comparison, he is compared to Brian Burns. So this is a lot of strengths right here, guys, and very few weaknesses, but we will still cover that. But a strength, history of playing for a winning program in high school and college. Sudden hands are first into blocker's frame and as an edge setter. Disruptive initial quickness to beat blocks and stop runs in the backfield. Speed and stride to stress offensive tackles and race to rush turns. Builds tremendous momentum at the turn if allowed too much space. Possesses elite closing burst chasing down backs and sacking passers. Athleticism to soak up play extending quarterbacks with his secondary rush. And finally, able to peel off and drag running back into the flat in the coverage. Now, however, his weaknesses are below average anchor to prevent being displaced by force. Needs better play strength to improve block take on. Does it always play with ideal urgency when not directly challenged? Takes too many shots at win and rush with speed to power. Needs to become a more skilled hand fighter at the top of the rush. Rush is currently missing instincts and counters associated with high sack production. Sources tell us he's such a talented athlete. One of the biggest mistakes people make is looking past athletic ability and focusing too much on technique and polish when they come out. Just look for dudes and coach is the rest of it, NFL executive. And of course, like I said at the top, Dallas does get a 6.72 star rating, which that will result in him being a year one starter, according to NFL.com/prospect/Dallas Turner. And of course, you will find all these articles that I listed down below, in the description below for you guys to check that out if you want to look over all this draft prospect grades. But yes, that is right, ladies and gentlemen. If I was the Atlanta Falcons, I would select Dallas Turner, edge out of Alabama, as my year one starter for the Atlanta Falcons. Because guys, I'm telling you, the Atlanta Falcons need an all-star, an absolute unit of an edge rusher to solidify ourselves as being one of the greatest defenses in the NFL this year. Yes, we were top 15 last year, but now we need to be a top 10 or a top 5. And we need to have consistency at that position, because if we don't, we're going to fail as an as an all-defensive team, pretty much. So we definitely need Dallas Turner right here, guys. That is my... I'm dying on this hill right here. So, guys, what do you think? Do you think the Falcons should select Dallas Turner at the 8th overall position? Or do you think the Atlanta Falcons need to draft someone else at the 8th overall position? Or just in general, what is your draft fantasies or prospects, whatever, for the Atlanta Falcons going into next week? And also, guys, I do want to quickly mention, next week is the Belly Up Sports Mega Show for the NFL Draft. Your boy right here will be live on the YouTube channel for Belly Up Sports Media Network, covering for the Atlanta Falcons with their pick and my predictions moving forward after the draft. So guys, I sure hope you did enjoy it. If you did, make sure to like button wherever you are listening from, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your preferred podcast. But until then, I, Cole Morgan, will catch you all later. Peace.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.